It's July 1st, 2015. It's the Wet Shaving News Podcast, presented by Sharpologist. Welcome to the show. My name is Andrew. I am your host for the Wet Shaving News Podcast. I'm glad you're back. This is episode 3, July 1st, 2015. We don't have a lot of vendor news from the past couple of weeks, so I apologize that we won't have any vendor news. If you are a vendor and I don't have any news of yours, please do me a favor. Make sure that I am following you on Twitter, at Wet Shaving News. If I am not, you can send me a private message or email me, wetshavingnews@gmail.com. That's how I get my information and my news. So again, if you're a vendor and I missed you this week and you had something big happen in the last 2 weeks, our last episode was the 15th of June, I apologize. Send me an email or a private message on Twitter, and I'll make sure that I follow you, and that's how I get my news. In the meantime, we do have plenty of industry news from Biz Journals, Forbes, and some interesting candles have popped up in the last couple of weeks. Also, after feedback from the last episode, I have a completely new section for you this week that will come up after our interview. Our guests for this show are Darren and Carrie Seibert from Soap Commander. Many of you know them for their great products, their inspirational product names, and they are here to talk about it this week with us on the Wet Shaving News Podcast. We'll get to them in just a little bit, but now it's time for industry news. Again, the Wet Shaving News Podcast is presented by Sharpologist. Everything your father didn't teach you about wet shaving and men's grooming. First up this week from Forbes. Forbes has a great article highlighting a few vendors, including Above the Tie and Katie's Bubbles, as well as the up-and-coming Beluga Shave Company that aims to create a double-edged razor with a pivoting head. The article is quite a good read, and in my opinion, you should spend a couple minutes looking through it, and my congratulations go to the companies mentioned in it, Above the Tie, Beluga Shave Company, and Katie's Bubbles. According to Biz Journal, Gillette has filed a patent for a shaving cream dispensing cartridge razor. The patent details a design which would allow a cartridge handle to hold a small can of compressed shave gel or cream. According to Gillette, most consumers are inconvenienced by the need for multiple shave products, and this design eliminates those products from the consumer's bathroom. That's all I'm going to say on that. Yeah. The Yankee Candle Company has released a line of candles with fragrances inspired by barbershops of yesteryear. Scents include aftershave, barbershop, chrome, hair tonic, and hot towel. See the show notes for a direct link to the product line. Sharpologist has updated the list of the best shaving brushes, which include a look at several key aspects of the brush, ranging from water retention and feel of the tips to backbone variation and heat retention. The article is a staple for anyone looking to purchase a brush and covers the cheapest entry option all the way up to a price is no object option. According to the Wall Street Journal, Gillette appears to be losing sales to online subscription services. The online marketplace doubled in size last year, jumping to $263 million US in sales. Gillette commands a large percentage of the retail shave market, but only a small sliver of online sales. This has prompted Gillette to increase the steam behind its online shave subscription plans. The real issue I find with the plans, however, lie within the numbers. Gillette claims that the cartridges are a greater value with an online plan, yet their lowest priced cartridge is for the Mach 3, a three-blade option that runs about $3.50 per cartridge. Compared to Dollar Shave Club, the online marketplace leader, that's $3.30 more per the lowest tier offering. Both of these plans offer 5 cartridges per month, but after shipping and handling, Gillette's Club asks a 566% premium over the Dollar Shave Club. Gillette justifies this cost through a rewards program that offers the chance to win items such as baseball or concert tickets. A quick disclaimer here, the Dollar Shave Club's lowest tiered offering that this was compared against contains a two-blade cartridge razor, not a three-blade. According to Forbes, more businesses are looking to traditions of yesteryear to grow their business. Forbes reports that more companies are following traditions of successful businesses from the past to grow and expand today. Among these traits, Forbes recognizes showing sincere gratitude, such as handwritten thank you cards, and offering genuinely personalized assistance and support. These are the trends that more businesses are trying to adopt to grow their consumer base. The reason I mention this here is many of the artisans and businesses in the market for wet shaving at the moment follow these trends. So, is the corporate industry following the artisan industry? Food for thought. And now on to our guest for the week. Their slogan is Take Charge. Their soaps come in a variety of scents, but they're all labeled after an emotion or a trait or a skill. Respect, motivation, inspiration. Darren and Carrie Seibert from North Alabama have been making some fantastic shave soaps that have become so popular in the last year, and they came on to the show this week to talk about it with you. You're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name is Andrew, and I have two special guests with me today, Darren and Carrie from Soap Commander. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming on the show. I'm so glad you guys are able to come on with us. So the first question I have to ask, because I know you guys live in northern Alabama, War Eagle or Roll Tide?
Well, for us, it's not that simple for us. I grew up as a diehard Auburn fan. But after joining the Navy and spending many years away from Alabama, wasn't much time for football until I retired and moved back here with our seven kids. And now half of my family is War Eagle and the other half is Roll Tide.
So we have a house divided is what's happened.
We have a house divided when it comes to that. But it's not really that big of a deal to us.
You mentioned you spent some time in the Navy. Darren, can you tell us, how did that time in the Navy affect your experience, and how has that helped you in founding your own companies?
Well, Andrew, that's a great question. However, being in the Navy for 20 years, doing what I did, which was I was a cryptologist in the Navy, but I worked in the administrative side of cryptology. And what that really means is I made a lot of coffee and talked a lot of letters, and I got to meet some really wonderful people. One thing I had to learn while I was in the Navy was to be extremely flexible. And as an entrepreneur, your life is always changing. What works now doesn't work in the future. So you have to be always flexible. And that's kind of the Navy's slogan, Semper Gumby, as they would say it, to be ever so flexible to whatever change has come along. And as an entrepreneur in our business, we've had to be flexible with what we thought we were going to pursue and then how it changed, and we have now accepted that change and taken it on full force and really excited about what the future holds for us.
Well, your company has kind of exploded in the last year or so. Growth for your products seems to be pretty substantial. When I first started into wet shaving a year ago, I saw a couple posts about Soap Commander products in the forums, and now I see posts about Soap Commander products, if not daily, multiple times a day. So whatever you're doing it right. And one of the things that sets you apart, you sent me a jar that I'm actually sitting here looking at called Endurance. All of your products have some kind of emotion or trait or skill to them. I have to ask, what's with that? What comes along? Why endurance or passion or love? What inspires these names?
Well, it's a wonderful question. And you know, whenever you're naming products, there's so many different ways that you can go with naming products. We found a Soap Commander. We from the start, from the get-go, Carrie and I decided that we wanted the names of our products to be different. And we focused on what are some attributes, what are some things that men and women are lacking in their life, and could we possibly go that route with our naming schema for our shaving products and bath products. And we came to the realization that not only could we wanted to do that. We felt that men today, especially some men today, not all, but some men today, are really missing out on some attributes they need in their lives. You know, men need vision. Men also need courage. They need endurance in their lives to be able to face the struggles of today's society, more now than ever, Andrew. That's our opinion. So if we can help them, by the time they go in for their shave of the day or shave of the night, to have some courage when they take that shave and they think about courage, then that just will help them possibly face the struggles and the trials of their day.
Well, I have to say that's a fantastic answer. And behind the fragrances, there's this well-known and very renowned vegan formula, the soap base that many of your fans and supporters say is so fantastic because it leaves the skin feeling like it doesn't need an aftershave or a post-shave balm. How long did it take you to come up? I mean, that's a feat in itself. How long did it take you to come up with that?
Well, that's another great question. This formula took us quite a while to come up with. I would say it took us at least about 6 months of testing and formulation on this. We went through about 18 different recipes to come up with this vegan recipe. We tried tallow, we tried clay, we tried so many different options of things we wanted to put into our products. But one of our desires is that we wanted to make a shaving soap that would be affordable to the average person, that would benefit them in their shaving den. And so we decided that let's try to really work with a vegan recipe that would be very moisturizing. One thing about Soap Commander that most people don't know, that at the current time, each and every product that we have has enriched shea butter in them for that moisturizing effect. And we really try to push the shea butter as much as we can, but you have to be very careful not to put too much shea butter, as it can dry the skin out at times if you put too much in the product. But this formula is something that we worked with for quite a long while, and it wasn't something that we just whipped up overnight and sent it out to a couple of testers. We went through a large and a long, tedious testing process with some of our testers, and they really helped us a lot in creating a formula that we believe is the very best product that we can provide to our customers.
Well, when you provide this product to your customers, something that I was very taken back by as well is when I opened the box, it wasn't just the product. Earlier in the show, I referenced an article from Forbes, which talks about how so many businesses are going back to methods of yesteryear to kind of gain back the connection with their customers that multi-billion dollar corporations have lost. And one of those tactics or traits, they highlight the handwritten thank you note. And I'm not the only one who gets them. I got one in the box that you sent me. But that, I have to say, is pretty inspirational. How do you find time or the energy? You must have hundreds of orders every week to write hundreds of thank you cards.
I'm kind of jump in with this. The whole thank you card started years ago when we kind of first started with a previous company that we had. And I think we were just so excited to get an order. It was like our way of like celebrating, like, oh yeah, we got an order. And so we wanted to thank the person. And then it just grew into this thing that, you know, customer feedback, they really enjoyed getting it, but it also helps us to feel more connected to the customer too. When we're taking the time to write their name, look at their order, see what they ordered, and try to be an encouragement to them and show our appreciation. And it helps us on our end also to kind of, and like I said, just feel more connected to those people that are using our products. Time-wise, it does take up more time. And we're up late usually writing thank you notes. And I don't know, we've found, I guess in our life, there's always something else to do. And you just, you know, make time for those things that are priorities. And for us, that connection with the customer is a priority. So we make time for it. And sometimes, you know, other things have to wait, but you do what you have to do.
Well, you said that you had a previous company that this kind of got inspired by. Can you tell us about that previous company?
It's a long story. I'll give a short version of that. My daughter was struggling with some health, some skin issues. And, you know, being a mom and wanting to help her out, I was looked for ways that I could make products that might help her skin and assist her with the challenges she was facing. So came across, you know, a few different recipes. We started making things, and we never really intended to create a company. It just kind of happened. neighbors started asking for to be able to purchase things that we had given them as gifts and such like that. And so we formed Simply Seven Skincare, and it was really a business that was mainly targeted towards women, and you know, mainly bath soaps and some lotions after a while, so things like that. And it did fine. It grew some. It didn't, you know, explode or anything, but we were enjoying it. And then I'm not sure how many, I don't know, 2 years or so into it, got a nice letter from another company with a trademark confliction. And we kind of went to a crossroads of thinking we can either pour a whole lot of money into trying to defend our name or kind of cut the string, you know, start over and go a different direction. And after really, you know, talking about it and good bit of tears on my part and just really brainstorming and praying and coming together on this, we went, you know, we decided to just go a completely different kind of avenue and go towards men. Darren had prior to that been getting into the traditional wet shaving, and we had already formulated an aftershave balm that had been well received by our customers, well, their husbands mostly, with the Simply Seven line. And so we'd already been working on shaving soap and some other men's products, and just found it was a good opportunity to make that turn and kind of hold our breath and hope it worked. And it's just been amazing beyond what we could have hoped for. And so now we're really grateful that we had to kind of switch names and switch directions. But at the time it was a challenge.
Well, because I will say that when I look at your company's website and the products that you provide, everything about this says strength and motivation and endurance. Those kind of traits you highlight is phenomenal. If you haven't seen Soap Commander's packaging, it's a flat black jar with a good screw top lid on it. And the labels themselves are very powerful to look at in terms of the visuals and the way they're laid out. So the new company, I have to say, definitely to me seems to be attracting that male target audience. With the growth of female wet shavers, though, do you see a market there? Do you see a place that you would like to take Soap Commander and an avenue for women getting into this?
Actually, when we started Soap Commander, we kind of had split it into two lines, the Take Charge towards men and Recharge towards geared towards women. And it wasn't specifically for women shavers. It was just kind of to try to keep our women customer base that we had with the previous company. And it just didn't, it never really gelled for us. It was kind of confusing to us after a while. It was kind of confusing to our customer. And so we, I don't even know how long ago it was, maybe 6 months possibly, we kind of just merged it all into one and brought in some of our women-centered scents, such as the motivation and inspiration and relaxation. We kind of carried them over into our core line and brought in shaving soap and kind of just made it a one kind of core offering there. If we had like another 24 hours a day, I think it'd be awesome to, you know, target women wet shave as an offshoot of Soap Commander and have their own line and a different packaging. And we've toyed with the idea. We've played around with it. And it's not something that we have the resources, basically the time right now to even pursue. But I do think it's definitely a growing trend, a community. I don't think it's a fad. I think it's going to stick. And so we feel confident in being able to offer, you know, some lighter scents that might be more appealing towards women, but keeping it all within our core focus of our branding.
Now, you mentioned if you had more time, and earlier in the episode, you said that you often stay up late writing your thank you cards. And that leads me to a question about a new part of your company. I actually am sitting here with a cup of coffee in my hand and a pot of coffee sitting within arm's reach of me simply because I go through a lot of it every day. Your son, Noah, just started his own line of business. With Soap Commander is kind of growing into a family affair. And Noah is making small batch hand-roasted coffees. I'm kind of curious about all the experiences that you guys have had leading up to this and bringing your children into this fold, from Simply Seven to during your time in the Navy, how did all of your experiences and then your experience as a parent come together to support Noah and to give him the resources, the love, and the nurturing he needs to get his company off the ground?
That's kind of that's a complex question. We homeschool, and I think, doing life together pretty much 24/7 gives our children a close up view of what entrepreneurship is, what having a small business is, what it entails, the ups, the downs, the triumphs and the struggles and all that. And so they see all that goes into it. And they also see the, it's just the ability to have your own business is just amazing. And they see that and the joy that brings. Noah's been an industrious and, endeavoring child since I think he could.
Day one.
Yeah, day one, like before he could walk. And so he was just like, he embraces life and, his interests really just captivate him, and he goes all out on that. And so he has it just explored so many different opportunities of his interest, and one has been coffee for quite a while. And he's it's a rite of passage in the Seibert home that when you get to be 10, you're allowed to start drinking coffee with dad. So for the past almost 6 years, he's been drinking coffee with dad, and I think out drinking his dad a few days on coffee there even. But he's been interested. He's researched. He wanted to learn more. Okay, so what makes coffee different? And how do people do this roasting thing? So he's been researching for a long time. He's internet, books, talking to other roasters, just really delving into it. Because we homeschool, he has the flexibility to pursue those interests and pursue that research and spend time kind of jumping into that. So he has that. But prior to that too, he had also, he's raised his own vegetables and had a garden, and he's done farmers markets. And so he's had experience with, the research, the development, the marketing, interacting with customers, and coffee has just been a passion. So anyways, he's been kind of pursuing that behind the scenes for a while, and now it's just a great opportunity to let him pursue that publicly.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic, and I wish Noah the best of luck with this. I haven't had a chance to order any coffee yet. I recently moved and purchased some studio equipment, so I'm still trying to build my budget back up for myself, but as soon as I can, you bet I'll have an order in to try his coffee. That's just fantastic. The last question I want to ask is about your tagline. We touched on it earlier on, but your tagline is "Take Charge." What does that mean for you guys?
That's a great question, Andrew. Take charge is something that we feel, and I go back to our naming schema as well. Take charge is something that we feel that is lacking in today's society. We feel men have been usurped as far as having the ability to take charge of their days, because there's so many things that are asking for their time, asking for their resources, asking for all of their energy. They're completely depleted. And we decided from the get-go that, it would be awesome if we could create an experience for men and women who could go into the bathroom and have the same scent carry through both in their shower, in their shave, and in their post-shave. So that when they walk out of that bathroom, Andrew, they could feel like, I am ready to take charge of this day. No matter what else is going on, just because of the experience I just had in that bathroom, I feel ready and confident that I can face whatever comes my way, just simply by using a product that feels good, that smells good, that protects my skin. They're knowing that they're using products that's beneficial for their skin, both today and for the future as well. I know for me personally, I know I need all the take charge I possibly can get with the seven kids that we have and doing the things that we do as a family and as business owners. I feel depleted most days, and that we wanted to create something that would not only benefit ourselves, but would benefit our extended family, our shaving family out there as well. So take charge is something that we did simply to try to help our customer base face the trials they deal with each and every day.
Well, Darren and Carrie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Your tagline, Take Charge, and your inspirational names, very popular, wonderful products. If you haven't tried a Soap Commander product, I encourage you to visit their website. Darren and Carrie, where can they find you at?
Well, primarily you can find us at our website, which is soapcommander.com. We have our website there that's open, and we accept orders 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You also can find us at many retailers' shops all around the world. We're actually in Canada with International Italian Barber. We're also with so many other retailers that we have. We have been so blessed by so many wholesalers who've asked to carry our products. On our website, on the very bottom side of our website, we've got a retailers page that you can click on, and actually we'll have links to all of our online retailers that we have. And you see Maggard Razors, you see Shave Revolution. There's so many I could name, but I'd hate to miss one of them. But we are so blessed to have wonderful wholesalers that sell our products. And by all means, we are not so stuck on ourselves that we want you to buy our products from our website. We are just thankful that people actually want to use our products. So no matter where you get our products from, we appreciate the fact that people are reaching out to get our products, wherever that might be. And we just thank you for this time, Andrew, and really appreciate it, sir.
Well, Darren, before we go, you guys were kind enough to offer to give away a product, and that is a jar of endurance. I forgot to ask this earlier on, but you mentioned in one of the emails we had that endurance is your favorite scent. Is that right?
Absolutely. It is my most favorite scent that we have in our normal scent line, yes.
Well, I have to tell you, this soap is absolutely phenomenal. You open the scent and it smells like it smells like a better time. That's the only thing I can think of. It smells like the early days where American patriotism kind of floated freely and wasn't marred by all these social discussions that have popped up on Facebook and Twitter. It smells like a relaxing, enduring time to me. So thank you so much for offering to give this away.
It's our pleasure, Andrew. It truly is. You know, and you couldn't give us a better compliment regarding that scent. And we feel exactly the same way. You know, when we create these formulas, we think about attributes and what does that smell like? You know, in particular, our new scent, Gusto. When we created the raspberry lemonade scent, we create the scent first and come up with a name afterwards. So we look for an adjective that's going to describe the scent, you know. And when we were thinking around the table trying to find it as a family, we were trying to decide, what does this really smell like? Well, it's a happy scent. It's a fun scent. It's gusto. You know, we enjoyed that. And when we did endurance, we took on this task to create this Old Spice Duke, the old Shulton's recipe. We wanted something that would give that type of flair, something that would take you back in time, something that would remind you of something that you experienced a long time ago, whether it's from your grandfather's shaving time, your dad's shaving time. We wanted something that would endure and last a long time, because that's how we see Soap Commander. We see Soap Commander for enduring for years to come, and this is a scent that I really enjoy. So thank you so much, and it's our pleasure to give this away to you guys.
Well, you know, I opened the jar, I took a sniff of it, I walked over to my stereo, and I played Ben Webster the rest of the night. So I think that's what I get out of it. But thank you guys so much for coming on. If you are looking to win this jar of Soap Commander Endurance, just like we did for the previous contest, it's going to be all on Twitter. However, there is a change in the rules. As I am still new to this podcast and this podcast is still growing, I'm going to be improving the rules, making some changes over time. In addition to the hashtag WSN Soap Commander tag, that's what you need, hashtag WSN Soap Commander, you have to be following Soap Commander on Twitter as well. Previously, it was you had to include their name in the tweet. You have to follow them. You don't have to put their name in the tweet. It doesn't have to be hashed at Soap Commander. You have to follow them on Twitter. So you must be following them, and you must have hashtag WSN Soap Commander. I finally figured out how to make that work on my end. Darren and Carrie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate your time. It was so wonderful talking with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. It's our pleasure.
So when I did the interview with Rod from Sterling, his product hadn't arrived prior to our interview, so I wasn't able to talk about it with knowledge. So I did a small segment after the interview, and that got a lot of feedback because a lot of people liked the format and kind of liked the idea of where I was going with that. And so today I am going to start a segment called Out of the Box. This is still a testing segment, so I am looking for community feedback. If you'll do me a favor, after listening to this next segment, give me a shout out on Twitter and let me know if you thought it was a positive addition or a negative addition to the show, whether you would like to see it stay or whether you think it should go. What I'm going for here is I am going for a review, but not a normal kind of review. I am looking for a review. I want to do a review that doesn't focus on what the soap is or what the product is, but rather how it makes you feel and how, when I have the product in my hand, what am I thinking? What am I experiencing? Not necessarily the scent, the fragrance, the thickness, the glide. More about, it's a narrative storytelling combined with a review. That's what I'm going for. So this is the first out-of-the-box edition with the Endurance Soap provided by Carrie and Darren from Soap Commander. It's easy to say that wet shaving has empowered many people with the ability to create personalized grooming experiences. But to say that one particular product has provided some sort of emotional force to that, that's the idea behind Soap Commander's products. With product names such as Integrity, Courage, Purpose, and Endurance, just to name a few, the interest in their products is more than slight. The slogan, Take Charge, is a reminder that they want you to feel something. They want you to remember in your hectic day to live with confidence, inspiration, love, and motivation. So how do their products stand up? Well, Darren and Carrie Seibert were kind enough to send me a jar of Endurance for this segment. Darren had mentioned that this was his favorite scent, and it's easy for me to see why. Let's start with the out of the box. The first thing I noticed wasn't the jars of soap or the packaging, but rather a small white envelope that was inside the package. Inside that envelope was a handwritten thank you card signed by Darren. I didn't purchase any of the items used in this show. They were generously donated by Darren and Carrie. Yet they took the time to thank me for my interest in their products and for welcoming them onto the show. They would later inform me that this is their standard practice for just about every box that they ship. I can't tell you how impressed I was by this. Before I ever picked a product out of the box, smelled the fragrances, or lathered the soap. That card created an immediate connection to their brand, and suddenly, it wasn't a slogan. Darren and Carrie Seibert were telling me personally, hey, have a great day, remember to take charge, and thank you. I picked up a jar of Endurance, and the first thing I noticed was the packaging. The jar is a nice, thick plastic. Its flat black appearance gives it a sort of military look, as if, even though it's just a plastic jar, whatever is inside of it is industrious and powerful. The label accented this perfectly, with strong, sharp lines and a defined text that has no curves. The letters are all angles, adding to this powerful look. Opening the lid, I was hit with a powerful fragrance, and this fragrance is based on the original Old Spice from 1938. At first, it can seem kind of powdery and light, but when bloomed, this soap blossoms into lemon and nutmeg sitting atop a freshly picked carnation in a jar of cinnamon sticks right beneath a cedar tree. It's far more complex than that, but to my nose, these are the notes that I pick up right away. Being born into the millennial generation, I often wish that our world would slow down. I wish our relationships weren't based primarily on social networks, emails from work didn't show up at all hours of the day, and we could live our lives simply. I wish that many of the aspects of yesteryear, such as common courtesy and respect for fellow human beings, even if they're strangers, were still as prevalent as it used to be. I wish those things endured, The shave itself was fantastic. Smooth, slick, and rich, this soap performs phenomenally, and the post-shave experience is one of the best I've ever gotten out of a vegan soap. Keep in mind, I don't have a lot of experience with vegan soaps. I don't have a lot of experience with soaps, to be honest. The lather had incredible staying power, and the soap base was pretty amazing. The performance is just wonderful, and for the price, $15 for a 6-ounce jar, this soap is a serious value. I found myself feeling relaxed and ready to take on the day. If anything, because the entire experience, from the thank you card to the fragrance, reminded me that the values we display, what we learned about the world as children, endure through us. And so perhaps that is the case here. Endurance, a classic scent and an experience all of its own. That is the Out of Box Experience segment. Please let me know if you enjoyed it. If you do, I will continue to do them. I have a couple more planned, so I hope you can give me some valuable feedback as to whether you like it, what you would like to hear, what can help it improve for you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wet Shaving News Podcast. My name's Andrew. I'm your host. Our show is presented by Sharpologist. Everything you need to know about shaving and grooming, visit Sharpologist.com. Everything your father didn't teach you about wet shaving. Darren and Carrie from Soap Commander, thank you again so very much. All products for the giveaway and the out-of-box segment were graciously donated by Darren and Carrie Seibert from Soap Commander. For more information about their company or their products, be sure to visit SoapCommander.com. And once again, thank you so much for listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast. To be entered into the giveaway for the Wet Shaving News Podcast that has been provided by Soap Commander, make sure you follow Soap Commander on Twitter and you tweet hashtag WSN Soap Commander. All of our giveaways right now are being done through Twitter. You must have a Twitter account and you must follow Soap Commander. Thanks, and I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you in our next edition, July 15th, 2015. We'll be speaking with Anthony from Deluxe Shaving Company out of Canada. Have a great week, and happy 4th of July.